It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, we have the pleasure of having one of the Insane Clown Posse members in here, Violent Jay. Shaggy, who normally accompanies him, is having his face rebroken and having a little work done.
That's right. He's correcting his face was perfect. A mere mishap took place in Milwaukee at a JCW wrestling event where he broke his face, and now he's getting his face restructured back to perfection.
Called a LaForte fracture.
LaForte? That's where a guy farts on you and break it?
Yeah.
What breaks?
All the facial bones.
The facial bones.
The face.
Yeah,
face crushes.
So, listen, is your face sort of like...
Jimmy, let's go.
No, I don't want to look at any more stuff. What I'm saying, though, is it's kind of like... It bridges going from one side to the other and up and down in a way,
well,
isn't it?
Some of it's, well, the zygoma is a big bridge, but in here, there's big caverns with all kinds of stuff in it.
Right. And he had that broken how many months ago?
It was about 4 months ago. And when he take a hit of his cigarette,
right,
if you will,
yes,
he would take a hit of the cigarette, and when he breathed it out through his nose, one line of smoke would shoot up and the other line would shoot down, and that's when we knew things were very bad with his face, you know what I mean?
And
some came out of his eyes.
We didn't know exactly that he looked different because of the clown makeup. We never noticed it.
Right.
But once we saw the cigarette smoke shooting in two different directions out of his nose, we knew that he had not been healed correctly in the facial area.
Oh,
interestingly,
I'm
kind of hoping these guys smoke a lot more pot.
Yeah, it mellows them out.
Yeah,
hot.
Yeah. Excuse me, I said cigarette. I beg your pardon.
So he had this broken, and he didn't have time to correct it through surgery or anything because he had to move on with the tour. And now you have a little pause. And it's time to go back.
We have actually 6 days off.
Right.
Which is plenty for us. That's the biggest vacation we've had in about 7 years.
Wow.
So 6 days off. He is now under the knife. He is receiving reconstructive surgery by the world's greatest surgeons. They flew in Dr. You may be familiar with these doctors. There is Dr. Orton, who flew in from Germany. There is Dr. Spaniola, who flew in from France. Stop me if you've heard of any of these great facial surgeons. They're all working to reconstruct his face with robotic mechanisms, by the way.
Yeah, I'm picturing that. I'm hearing this $6 million man theme in the background.
Well, he will have what is known as a heat sensing eye, where he can see he can see animals at night. They got him in the new Cadillac. You know, the heat sense and the night vision. Or if you won't, it's still there.
Yeah.
He's got night vision in his left eye. All of this I can't really discuss because it
hasn't been
public.
The government's running over these.
Let me tell you something. If I ever needed surgery, I would want to fly the doctor in, even if I was at the best hospital in the world.
Yeah, in fact, you'd fly out of town to fly the doctor over there.
I would. Yeah. No, I would insist that he got on a helicopter, circled the
land
back again, so I could say I flew in.
That's good.
The best doctor, the best money could buy.
Just to let you guys know, out of Shaggy and myself, I am a bit nervous because I usually have Shaggy by my side rubbing my thigh at this moment.
Right.
But without Shaggy here, it's quite okay because I am the more sexually active,
charged,
sexually active member of the Insane Clown Posse. In other words, I have sex with probably 2, 3, 4 times the women that Shaggy has sex with. If Shaggy does, in fact, have sex with women, there's heavy speculation that it's men.
The concern is, though, Jay's pretty quiet, and so we don't make sure he can carry the show tonight. I talked to him before the show. He was telling me about how much he's having sex.
We'll see if we can coax him out of his show.
I have been having a lot of sex.
And I asked him,
preparing myself for the show.
Do you wear the mask when you do it? Oh, no, just the clown makeup.
No, see, the mask is like, you know, I came out of my hibernation hotel to do the show with you guys. I wore the mask, you know, but normally I'm in the clown makeup, which I have sex with, and it fulfills many a fantasies, you know what I mean, for these women to see the makeup. As a matter of fact, I go as far as to say about 80% of the women probably wouldn't be having sex with me if I didn't have the makeup on.
Or for a 280.
Right,
clown.
Because they wouldn't know you weren't a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm speaking of 280. You look like you bulked up a little bit.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's strictly muscular.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah,
I'm talking about on steroids or something. Like,
well, I'm going to go ahead and leave that one alone. But
what are you coming in at?
What I will say is I'm a rough 280 of solid, Would you like me to take my shirt off?
Solid. No. Solid.
Okay, no. I will be happy to peel up out of my shirt and
your
show
pants
you
would be nice.
What might appear to be sort of loopy, lumpy skin tissue is in fact solid.
No. No, I've said this about my partner, Jimmy Kimmel, many times, that he is a rippling 180 pounds of muscle. Unfortunately, he weighs 215. You see, that's the problem. It's the extra 45 pounds sitting, 35 pounds sitting on the 180 rippling muscle.
Not only am I a musician, though, I'm a professional wrestler. I take my health very seriously. You can tell by my outstanding body that I take my health very seriously.
Hey, your body's a temple.
It is a temple that I worship, and I live in it, and I will be in it for quite some time, so I take it serious.
And right on.
Yes. Well, more
you sure you want me? I can take the shirt off and make you guys more
comfortable. Let me give some plugs here, by the way. The Insane Clown Posse has two CDs, right, coming out?
Two separate albums.
Right. Coming out on Halloween.
On Halloween, the day the world celebrates the dead.
Both called Bazaar.
One is spelled B-I-Z-Z-A-R. The other one is spelled B-I-Z-A-A-R.
Right.
So bizarre.
One is red and one is blue, essentially. Oh. And it's got some 3D stuff going on. So, yes, Drew.
Speaking of blue, I saw your car in blue today.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. No, I mean, I'm sorry. The two-seater.
Yes.
And that's your car.
Right. Maybe this whole conversation could take place now. Commercial break.
Yes.
Now. Get back
James.
To the plug on the album. Thank you.
Yes, the album is coming out on, like I said, or like Violent J said, on Halloween. And there's going to be some in-stores where you can find the guys doing some signing, too. But let's
this
talk
this album
to James.
Is pure masterpiece. Well, just let me say that. Let's get to the questions. But damn it, buy the album. It's coming out Halloween. All right. First question. How's your nipples?
James.
Yeah.
What's going on,
14.
James?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, hey, Jay, what's up?
What's up?
How much? Is Bazaar the sixth Joker card?
Bazaar is not the sixth Joker card, but I'm sorry, James, that's his name, James, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
James, how's your nipples?
Well, I'm a guy, so I don't really know.
Guys have nipples, James. Yours might have not poked out yet, but they're on their way.
All right.
We're talking about the human body and sex, James. I mean, thank you. Bye, Bazaar, when it comes out Halloween. But if we could take the next caller, please. Concerns about your nipples, your scrotum, whatever. Let's get to this.
Drew, let's see if we can take some nipple. Let's make it nipple night. Tyler?
Hey, what's going on?
You're 16. How are your nipples?
They're doing all right.
Good. As Drew knows, I like a little nipple play. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Hey, I just got to say one thing. The Reaper Curve will never die!
That's right! Woo! You can smack Shaggy's face and break it. We'll never die. We'll never die. Even if my nipples caught syphilis in each one of them, I'd never die. Woo! Bazaar Halloween! Because we just keep living. You guys don't remember this. I was on this show in 1997.
Yeah, I remember
when
that.
When we got dropped by Disney, everybody said, so are you the big one hit wonder? Do you remember every other call that came in was like, you guys are going to be forgotten next year? We're not forgotten. We're all up in that ass. And we're still here, aren't we?
You know, I got a resuscitation kit. Here's got some boy Andrews.
Put some paddles on it.
Come on, you guys, give me props. I'm still here. We're not going anywhere. We're here for the Juggalos. I'm going to answer questions about your nipples. Come on. Woo! We're still here.
Jay, don't shoot your watch. A two-hour show, buddy. We're still in the first break.
First break, 7 minutes.
Everybody give a moment of silence for Shaggy. Thank you. All right.
Marla? Marla?
Hi.
Yeah?
I just thought I'd inform...
Drew, hold on. See if we can get a quick rape question while Jay's on a roll. It's always funny.
Charla, were you molested as a child?
Marla, what's going on?
Okay,
Marla.
I just thought I'd inform you and the listeners that Ralph Nader is for the legalization of marijuana.
Great.
And the decriminalization of victimless drug crime.
Fine. How's your clittering?
I understand. I had a discussion. I was on Politically Incorrect with him, and I discussed this all with him. I knew he was on board with this, but he was afraid to bring it up. He felt that it was sort of political hot potato that he was being advised not to. So I'm glad to hear that he's standing by his principles.
Yes. Really?
He's my hero.
All right, Marla. Oh, Jesus. You're 18 and Ralph Nader's your hero?
Yes.
How fat are you?
Oh, come on.
It's true. Come on. Are you a big gal, Marla?
No.
Seriously.
You're fat. No.
Please.
All right.
Marla.
Well,
Marla.
I just happen to go to school and, worship nice people.
Okay.
Do you finger bang yourself, Marla?
Marla, thanks for your call. We're saving you from Jay.
I was
trying
to get
into
something.
Thank you
very much, Drew. Bye. Thanks. All right. Come on. Let's get some sex calls for Jay. He's all hopped up. I'm scared to put up on one of us.
Sarah, get him something.
Sarah, let's have some sex calls, please.
Please.
Tammy?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
I'm trying to talk to Jay.
There he is.
Hey, Jay. I was wondering what's up with your guys' new tour. Are you guys, like, coming through? I saw Carmel Kings, and they said you're going to be touring with you guys next year.
We got a tour going out with a group. We're going out with Suicidal Tendencies. We're going out with... Well,
really?
We're going out with Nashville Nedden, I will say, because I don't know if I can pronounce their last Nashville Pussy.
Right.
The name of the group.
Right.
We're also going out with Confrontation Camp, which is Chuck D and Professor Griff's new band. And also, we are talking with the Jim Rose Circus Side. So,
oh my God.
Now,
guys.
What's the name of, what's the caller's name?
Danny.
Danny. Does your scrotum flake if you scratch it too often?
Nah.
No, it doesn't flake. Okay, keep it moist and it shouldn't flake.
Okay.
All right, Danny.
Hey.
Yeah.
I had a question real fast about DXM.
Yeah.
I wondered, like, if there's any sexual effects on it.
Don't know much about it. It keeps coming up. I've never seen anybody. I've not had much clinical experience. People being exposed to it. It comes up in discussions whenever I'm talking about ecstasy. People want to blame DXM for the.
What's DXM?
It's just another sort of designer hallucinogenic.
It's just sort of like when you eat Chinese food, the MSGs make you tired.
Right.
It's very similar to that. It's
is
not
that true?
Will tell you.
I'm not clear what DXM is, frankly. I have no experience with it.
I will tell you this, though. Dr. Drew is very similar sounding to Dr. Dre. And let's just hope when Suge Knight gets out of jail, he doesn't accidentally pitch your name out of the phone book, right?
All right. Yeah, Bruce listed.
I'm thinking.
Jennifer?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, you're 16.
Yeah, hi. I've been listening to you guys for, like, a long time.
Great. What's going on?
Oh, my God, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
So, I'm getting really nervous.
Let's hear about those nipples. Come on, babe. are they perky or do they sag already at 16?
Oh, yeah, they're perky.
Oh, they're perky. Okay, they should be until about roughly 25, maybe.
Yes, enjoy those.
They start to drop.
Oh, I love them. I play with them all the time.
I think you added a little playtime for Jay tonight, by the way.
Yeah, I'd be happy to lick him inside out, whatever you'd like.
I can lick him.
All right, hey.
Well, come on, you're 16. I got cases pending as it is. Let's get to the question.
All right, well, I've been, like, having, like, leakage for, like, about 3 months.
Well, I'm going to leave this one up to you guys.
And where's the leakage from?
Huh?
Where's the leakage from?
Like, the nipple itself.
Well, Jay might be into this.
You know what?
Jay, are you into that at all?
Did you know that New York is playing New York this year? Well, see, damn it.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I heard about that. I couldn't believe it, man. How about those leaky nipples? I'll tell you something right now about those nipples. What's going to do is you want to go ahead and twist them. All right? Get yourself a Ziploc. Put it around the nipple. Pull the Ziploc as tight as you can. Cut the circulation off.
Very good, yeah.
Have somebody flick it. If it makes a noise, like it, you can hear, if it stiffens up, it should close the hole of the leakage and go ahead and go to sleep. And let's forget we ever had this problem.
Would sealing the nipple work, or would that
I don't know. My shirt is wet.
Nice.
Are you, any chance you're pregnant?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay, that would be a cause of this, all right?
Yeah, but is it supposed to happen like that soon?
It can. Are you on any medication?
I was on Paxil.
Paxil can do this?
I was on birth control.
Birth control? Kind of can do this. And thyroid problems can do this.
I'm on both of them, and I have had no problems with my nipples leaking at all.
But you should preoccupy with nipples. Maybe
Jennifer?
What happened to them?
Yeah.
You're on Paxil and you're on birth control? Why might you be pregnant if you're on birth control?
I don't know. My boyfriend thinks he has super sperm.
Meaning you missed some pills?
Huh?
Meaning you missed some pills?
No.
Listen, any guy who announces he has super sperm is always like borderline retarded and shouldn't have kids.
Listen, I could have sex with your mom and I'd get you pregnant. That's how popular and powerful my sperms are.
This guy is sick.
That's a whole other subject.
So what should she do? True.
She needs to see a doctor because she needs a thyroid check. Sometimes pituitary tumors can do this. Other things that can do it.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, what's going on over there with the phone lines? What's happening? Anderson, you got a slide in there? I've been staring at the same two calls on the screen for the last 40 minutes.
Well, I've never seen this before. Wet nipples are something we need to discuss, I think, wholeheartedly, don't you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey. Hello?
Hello?
What's up? What's your name?
My name's Rebecca.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
What's your question?
Well, my question is, so often on the show, it seems like you guys talk about how if a girl's, like, having sex and stuff, that, you know, she must have some sort of history of molestation.
No, that's not it at all.
When were you raped, Rebecca?
No, when somebody is acting out in this destructive way, we know there's a reason for it, and we can usually find it.
Okay, but, like, what would you characterize as a destructive kind of sex?
When did your dad rape you? Thank you. Yes. Well, no, here's what it is. Jim Rhodes, side show sort of stuff. People call this show and they're talking about having orgies and banging away on their, they're engaged and they're having sex with their sister's boyfriend and stuff like that. They're doing destructive stuff. And that usually means something's up. It's not the act of having sex.
All right.
It's destructive. It's destructive. It's doing it in ways that don't make her feel good. They're not expressing intimacy. They're just sexual acting out, trying to manage feelings that she can't manage any other way.
So if somebody's having sex without intimacy...
No. Using sex as a way of managing feelings.
Oh, okay.
All right. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
In other words, there's nothing wrong with you having sex with your father. We don't find anything wrong with that here at the show.
That's good.
What's up with you, Rebecca? Why no man?
Because I'm going to school and I have a job, and my motto is to stay single for as long as I can.
Or until you lose that extra 150, huh?
All right. How dare you, Violet.
I got that figured out.
All right. Rebecca, you're doing great.
Okay.
God bless you. Keep listening to the show, all right?
All right.
Hey, Sarah.
Look, I might be a little bit overweight myself, but I don't particularly...
No, you're not overweight.
Well, I don't have sex.
No, you're husky.
I don't have sex with large women because, like, two fat people having sex is like something that just shouldn't happen.
I thought you were ripped. You're not fat.
No, did I say I was fat? I meant I'm fat ripped. You know, with a PHAT, I'm fat muscular.
True. Get hip to the lingo.
I see.
All right.
How about this one?
All right. Sarah?
Leaky nipples.
Yeah. Hey, Anderson, start doing the phones over here. Or do something. Go ahead. Beth?
Yes.
You're 30?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been taking Xanax 2 milligrams a day for about 7 years, 6 or 7 years.
Mm-mm.
And my doctor can't prescribe for me now because I have a different insurance.
Oh, boy.
And I can't get an appointment right away with a new doctor, and I'm about to run out of the pills.
You've got to find a way to get more.
Well, you should take them all at once then, right?
I've tried, I've called crisis lines and all kinds of things. I'm not having any luck, and I've got 2 more days worth of the pills.
Well, what about your original doctor getting a hold of a drug company to see if they can get you some medicine on a compassionate basis?
That work?
The doctor you're leaving has a responsibility to cover you until you find a new doctor.
Can't he give you samples?
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not a question of the money. It's illegal for me to pay for myself to see him.
Yeah, but
because I have a different insurance.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He has a responsibility to cover you for prescriptions.
Drew, what if she doesn't take her Xanax?
Yeah.
What'll happen?
You'll have a seizure.
Oh, really?
Very likely.
All right, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Is 2 milligrams a lot?
Sometimes it's a modest dose, and it can really be an awful withdrawal.
Well, how about she starts getting off of it? It's been 7 years. She's not taking that much.
Well, what does this have to do with nipples? I mean, it's such sexual.
You could taper down over 6 weeks or so, but you couldn't, take a while. And you can manage a withdrawal, but it's, again, you have to take more medicines to counteract the withdrawal.
Like why are you taking the Xanax?
For panic attacks?
I see. All right.
Not a great medicine.
Oh, jeez. You'd have one. If you saw Violet J in that Mexican hoodie one right
something.
Now.
Nobody knows more about panic attacks than yours truly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got plenty of problems with panic attacks.
Really?
I've actually wound up in a special home twice. I haven't been in one in like a year and a half. We talked about this last time.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I'm flattered that you remember.
Yeah.
But I was very ill from panic attacks. My nipples were wet and everything. It was a horrible time in my life. But things are different now.
Sure. Now you give everyone else a panic attack.
Zoloft. I take Xanax, Zoloft.
How are you taking Zoloft? Yeah.
I take an entire box of NyQuil pills every night.
Not good.
I know. Terribly bad. But I can't, without them, I can't go to sleep. And just now, I've been hooked on Vicodins, and now I take about eight or nine Vicodins throughout the day.
That sounds healthy. That's just pragmatic. That's good. That's good science. I mean, you're an athlete, right?
Oh, tremendously.
Seriously, how many Are you taking Xanax and all this stuff?
I'm dead serious. I'm taking Zoloft.
How much Xanax are you taking?
I don't know what the milligrams are, but I've been taking them ever since my first panic attack. I take Zoloft and Xanax.
Is it working?
Well, no.
But you're not having panic attacks.
No, but I mean, now that I know what a panic attack is, I don't think I'll ever have one again. To the point where I go to a mental asylum.
What happened when you went to the mental asylum?
I didn't know what a panic attack was. Imagine never even heard of what a panic attack was, right. And all of a sudden you can't breathe and you're terrified and you think everybody's trying to kill you. And you literally can't breathe, and you're sweating, and you don't know what it is, you know? Yeah. So I just wigged out, and I cut all my hair off, and I just totally freaked out.
And who dragged you to the mental hospital?
My brother dragged me home, and my mom dragged me into the mental asylum.
That must have been a tall order.
Because I wouldn't answer. I thought it was a horrible time, man. It's hard to, you know, be, it's hard to be advice worthy. Is that the right word? It's hard to help these people with their wet nipples and discuss my panic attacks at the same time, because my panic attacks was a horrible, horrible thing. And now I take the Zoloft, the Xanax, and a pack of NyQuil pills, and Vicodin, and about 6 Tylenol PM.
When you took that, when you had the panic attack, were you coming off some other drugs or something?
No. It just hit me out of nowhere. I was in the bus one night, and I woke up, and I was just like, it was just a horrible, horrible time.
Sure, weren't those Tylenol PMs ruin his liver?
The Tylenol can, but
yeah. All right, listen.
The Vikings got Tylenol,
we're gonna,
too.
We're going to do a little break. Violet J is here from the St. Clown Posse. Drew, I want you to line Jay out during the break about what he can and can't take, what he can and can't mix, what he's doing to his liver, ways to get him asleep. Maybe
this thing is pretty.
Maybe it's time. Maybe prescribe him something.
The liver's been gone, you guys.
No, you need your liver. I know that. I'm no med student, but I know that. All right, we'll talk to Roxanne when we come back. She had a breast reduction. Means her nipples may have shrank, Jay. And she wants to know if they're going to grow back after this. Yay, kitties. Love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's my good friend, Dr. Drew, over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Violet J's in here tonight from the Insane Clown Posse. Bizarre and Bizarre are both the names of the two new CDs, which are coming out on Halloween.
I don't care what kind of music you like. You're going to find something you like on that record. I'm trying to make our Juggalo army grow.
I'm just thinking that Bizarre pretty much describes the posse's experience here every time they come on.
Yeah.
You guys, everybody out there listening, you might think I don't know about squirt nipples and all that, and I might not. You know, I don't know nothing about your Ned and
Ooh, maybe those dolls made your nipples leak.
Well, my nipples didn't actually leak, Dr. Drew. Them was jokes back when I was talking about the leaping nipples.
Right.
But I will say this,
did you hear that?
No.
That wasn't my nipple, was it? When you hear the music,
there it goes again.
When you hear our music, you'll realize that I might not know about leaky nipples and rusty clitorises, but I do know about music, because I am a musical genius.
Should we hear some music?
I think we should. Let's talk to Roxanne first, because I said we were going to talk to her when we came back about her breast reduction, and then we'll hear something from the Insane Clown Posse. Roxanne?
Hi.
Hey, you're 25. What's going on?
Well, I was interested in getting a boob reduction.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm kind of large.
What are you? What are you coming in at?
36F.
Nice. And how's the rest of you doing?
36F, 245, in fact.
I am 5'1".
Yeah.
I weigh about 140 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I lift weights, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me do some quick radio math here. 5'1", 140. Here it's going to the 4. Bring around. Okay. 4'11 and a half, 153.
Okay.
A rip.
That was the radio mess.
Rip.
Okay, so you lift. Now, if you're sort of a stocky built person in the first place, why are you lifting the weights?
Well, because I kind of like being stocky. I don't want to be a whale, you know?
My boyfriend
likes meat.
He likes meat. Well, let him eat the meat and look at the waist models. Well, listen, I mean, here's all I'm saying. It just reminds me, Drew, remember we were talking the other night about our driver in Philadelphia? The guy was about 5'3", and he weighed 300 pounds, and we were asking him what kind of work, you know, he said he wanted to lose weight, what kind of workout he did, and he said, you know, squats, clean and jerk, a lot of powerlifting moves, and I was thinking, you're going to convert, you're going to go from an icebox into a freezer. you know, you're going to go from a fire hydrant into a jukebox. Like guys that are 300 pounds and 5'3 should just be running on a treadmill.
Yeah, cardio.
They shouldn't be doing the clean and jerk.
Right. Shrinkage exercise.
First of all, if she says she's 145, you got to realize she's at least 185. That you got to know that.
No, it was 153 and she was shorter than 5'1". I did the radio math, Jay. Come on, pay attention now.
Okay.
All right. Number two, she just hung up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Until I broke the bubble when I said the 185. Fat ass!
All right.
Scared you, didn't I, fat ass?
All right. Easy.
Take care of your own drippy nipples.
What do you think about the breast reduction, Drew? She's 25 years old. She's a little short. She's a little bit stocky.
There may be, again,
she has a double F.
Yeah, because breasts are predominantly fat. There may be a way to sort of redistribute throughout her body, do more cardio, see where that takes her.
All right, so she should do more cardio and then see about the breast. How about you just do one breast and see how it works out?
She can do breast reduction.
Eugene?
Yeah, what's up? Adam, Drew.
Hey, you're 17. What's going on?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Let me say first off that, you know, I've been a fan for 7 friggin' years.
Of us?
Of you.
Thank you.
And Jay, I've been down since Malenko, brother.
All right.
First show you did at the...
He used the F word. All right. I'll tell you what. Now it's a good time to hear a little something from the Insane Clown Posse. What song are we hearing, though?
I have no idea. What are we listening to?
You have no idea? Anderson? And Let's Go All the Way?
Okay, this is a remake from a classic 1980s one-hit wonders group.
Right.
Red Fox and the Pimps, I think they were called. I can't remember.
Yeah. I see you're a real student of music. You covered this song.
White Fox? I don't know what they're called. Anyway, we remade it and made it dope. And this is me singing.
And what this is called?
This is called Let's Go All the Way, and it's about Shangri-La. It's about a juggalo's heaven, you know. It's about the place where all juggalos will one day reside. It's total no racism, no hatred, no battling.
Hold on. Is a juggalo a gigolo?
No, a juggalo is an open-minded individual.
That's a juggalo?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's not even in the Westerns. It's something beyond Westerns.
Oh, I see. That's your Westerns.
That's right.
All right. I should have been hit to the juggalo. All right. So let's hear it. What do you say?
This is our heaven.
Woo!
It's still
Let's Go All the Way. That is from the Insane Clown Posse. Violent J is here tonight. Shaggy's having his face readjusted. That's fine. We got Violent J, and that's good enough for us. Bizarre and Bizarre, both spelled different ways, are the two CDs that are coming out on Halloween.
And Let's Go All the Way and get into some phone calls about some drippy nipples. Yeah, that's the way I like them, nice and drippy.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was wondering what connections Jay and ICP has with the Cottonmouth Kings.
Cottonmouth Kings are friends of ours. I used to be on the same label as a couple members of the band, and they are friends of ours, and that is the only connection.
All right.
But they are great. They are awesome in concert, and they are absolutely fabulous, and as far as I know, their nipples are fine.
How are your nipples doing, Jay?
Mine are wet. We've already gone over this. If you pay attention to the damn show!
Zola.
I think the Cottonmouth Kings were in here 2 years ago. Year and a half ago?
At least.
2 years ago.
They like to smoke a lot of marijuana, so I'm told.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the word on the street.
Well, they should come in. If you see them, tell them to come in here again. George?
Hey.
You're 18. What's going on?
Yeah, I masturbate, and I get a climax.
I see. Hold on. Slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
You're 18.
Mm-hmm.
You're male.
Yeah.
And you say you masturbate.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
And then as you masturbate, something comes out of your penis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not urine? Semen?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Adam, I'm not sure I learned about this medical stuff.
Right. I'm trying to stay with him.
Bizarre.
Oh, all right.
Bizarre.
Keep going.
And then it shrinks, like, really, really small.
You mean when you're done?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
I need another scratch pad here.
Oh,
fill this one up.
Man, we need to go. We got to get this kid.
Hold on. You get an erection?
Yeah.
As you're masturbating?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is my witness.
Drew, in 25 years of medical profession, ever heard of this?
Bizarre.
This kid's a... smacked in the mouth. That's what you call to say?
Yeah. Thanks, George.
That's it? George, you're an ass.
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can say it.
George, can I say that?
Yeah,
George, asshole. You are an asshole, George. Perhaps... What did you share that with us, George? Are you masturbating right now? Is that your fetish? You just now completed it? You call him pose, you jacked off, you nut on your face, and your dingley shrinks. Whoa! Oh, my God! Somebody hold the phones! I can't believe that! George, are you okay? When you nutted, did it hurt? Oh, my God! George, somebody get his parents on the phone!
You know what I want? Speaking of parents, I was just having this fantasy about taking Violent J around with me to family functions and things like that. Oh, right?
George, just share that with the world. I go to school tomorrow, George, and share it with your classmates. I'm sure they're happy to hear it, too. You call, you do the knuckle shuffle on your pump, and you bust a nut. Well, damn! That's quite an accomplishment, George! Why don't you curve your penis around and stick it in your anus and hump yourself, George?
Very, very solid advice from Jake.
It'll probably feel better than the fist, right? I mean, the nice warm butthole.
Thinking about Jay, you can't say it. It's too scary.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be great to bring Jay around with you so he could do your bidding for you? I would like him to just keep my family in line.
George, that's off. That was something that we really needed to hear.
What would you tell him to say to your family? How would they go? Sit down there. Pass the turkey, please.
I'd give him a little prep on the ride in. You know, my mom, she didn't pay too much attention to me. She smoked a little too much pot.
George,
she didn't cook enough. Jay, why don't you straighten her out?
How do you know he might not turn on you, though?
Come on, guys. George, come on.
I keep just saying it.
That wasn't a respectful call.
All right. No, you're absolutely right, and thank you for yelling at a caller, because usually I'm the one who wastes all my energy yelling at callers all night, and thank God Jay's here to do it for me.
I stroke my penis, and I nudged, and then my dingling is sauce.
Oh, what kind of question is that? What are you, some kind of homo? Well, George, you're a man for sharing that with us, George. You're a hell of a man, damn it. Come here, let me give you a pat on the back. Nice to share your feelings with us. That's a real man, right? Let's give a warm, give me a handshake and a hug, because we're men together. You jack off, I jack off, George, damn it. You finally share it with us. Thanks for opening up. Now open up your butthole and stick your dingley in it and get the hell out of here.
Why don't you give me Yokozuna?
Figure four. Yokozuna died. He just died 2 days ago. That was the most undisrespectful.
Who is it?
Yokozuna. He died, and he's making jokes about
it. I didn't know he died.
He's 700 pounds, and he died, and he's the nicest man in the world. And
700 pounds?
Man, I was just hearing bust down and talk about a good fat.
That was an homage. I said I was going to give him a Yokozuna.
Block the door here.
Family's listening, and now he's dead, and they're not over it yet, and you're making jokes about him on national radio. Right. What the hell's going on?
Drew, get the door.
Yeah, I'm opening the door.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Violent J.
George, do it again and call us, you pansy.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey, Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Violent J is here tonight from the Insane Clown Posse. Bizarre is the name of the CD, which is coming out on Halloween. And then Bizarre is also the name of the other CD that's coming out on Halloween. One is blue, one is red. They're spelled a little differently. That's how you can tell apart. Here's the question I have. We're talking to Violent J about drug abuse, taking too many Tylenol, too many NyQuil tablets, and too many Vicodin, all this kind of stuff. But Drew, Violent J's a big guy.
Right.
All right. Now we know that if a guy is getting near 300 pounds, he can drink a six-pack of beer and not have the same effect on an 85-pound Asian woman.
Alcohol is evenly distributed in fat.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these opiates aren't, though.
But... Yeah, what is the difference between a guy the size of Jay and a woman 125 pounds who takes the same size
opiates?
Yeah, takes the same Vicodin pill.
Opioids, I should say.
Before you answer that, I'm going to say nothing, because me and an 85-pound Asian woman are pretty much the same, because neither one of us have any fat.
Right. Yeah.
All right, let's just clear that up for the radio people that aren't seeing
it. I'm not saying fat. It's all muscle.
Well, I mentioned fat and alcohol, but It's different at a certain point, but it depends where the drugs get distributed and how they're metabolized. And these drugs go directly to the brain.
Right.
And
so you're saying it's not a big difference.
Not a big difference.
But why does it seem like a 300-pound guy could handle it better than a 110-pound woman?
You know, skinny 120-pound guy is much more resistant to opioids than...
Oh, really? Skinny junkie types.
Right.
Perfect. All right. Now, what about effects on the liver? We're talking about taking a handful of Tylenol every night.
It's interesting that 8 Tylenol could kill somebody. If I took 8 Tylenol, I could be dead in 3 days. But the way people abuse opioids...
Why don't you take 9 and die tomorrow?
Thanks. It'll take 3 days.
Okay.
It'd be a little more.
Why would it take 3 days?
Because your liver has to become inflamed and shut down. It takes a while to shut down.
Well, I take 6 a day.
But you don't take them all at once. And the interesting about the way people use
Vicodin. He does.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, every night. When I go to bed, I take 6. I start typing something on a computer. Right when it kicks in, I go to sleep.
The 6 Tylenol PM?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 Tylenol PM. But the way people abuse Tylenol-containing products like Vicodin and Tylenol PM, I've never seen a case of significant liver damage from the Tylenol. It's as though the way people ramp up the use of those drugs, they give the liver enough time to adjust and develop the metabolic machinery to be able to metabolize off.
Jay should up his dose?
If he were suddenly to up it or double it, he could be in trouble.
Right.
But if he slowly upped it, I've seen people taking 100 Vicodin a day, no liver problem.
Really?
100.
100?
100.
Jeez, could they spare a handful for me and Jay?
I'd like to meet their supplier.
Jesus Christ.
That kind of trouble.
Does Vicodin have Tylenol in it?
Tons. That's the point.
Oh, that's the point.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't drink with the Vicodin. That's right.
No, you shouldn't.
I think I forgot about that last time.
I don't drink, but the NyQuil has liquor, alcohol in it.
This guy was taking 100 Vicodin a day. I've seen many people taking 40 to 50, but the guy was taking 100 has sudden total deafness.
Well, how do you take...
music total. Only...
Oh, wait a minute. How do you take 100 Vicodin a day?
You take
10 at a time?
14, yeah, at a time.
You guys, we're talking about Vicodins and drug problems, and we're totally missing the point. A poor kid just called here and admitted to the world he jacks his penis off and nuts on his face. Let's get to the real subject at hand, please.
Jay's right. It's time to refocus on jacking and nut busting. Richie?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
You're 22. What's going on?
Yeah, actually, I have 2 questions. The first one, I was wondering what's the average... I'm 22, and I was wondering what's the average penis length for my age?
5.4, is that? 5.6?
I'm not sure if you didn't know that.
They get asked that all the time.
That's flaccid. Erect, it's a 9. I think 9.25.
No, I mean,
wow,
I'm only about 3, so it's...
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Is it done growing, or...
3 erect?
Is there a chance that it'll grow more?
Did you just hear a woman laugh?
Yeah. You may get another 30 second out of it in the next 3 years, but that's about it.
And then my second question was for Violent J, actually.
3 inches.
Hold on a minute. Hold on there, Richie.
What's your nationality? Drew wants to know.
I'm Caucasian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doctor.
See, white guys do have small penises. 3 inches erect?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the girls mind?
On a good night, it can sometimes get to 3.5.
I don't want to get into anybody's personal business, especially yours.
I know that, Jay.
How is it that you are familiar with the average size of a 22-year-old man's penis?
Well, the doctor.
Well, I mean, but some things just don't, you know.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
No.
Drew has seen thousands and thousands of feet of lineal feet of peni in his day. If you stacked all the penis that Drew has examined up ball to head, ball to head, ball to head, it would stretch all the way across North America and into Canada. That's ball to head, right?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he instigated the whole penises across America thing that kind of fell apart.
If you go head to, like, buttock,
right.
You go to Burma.
Can I ask Violent J a question, please?
Yeah. Richie?
Yes?
Let me give you a quick tip. I suggest you start measuring your penis using the Adam Carolla measuring device, which is from, and a lot of people don't know how to correctly measure the penis, from the center of the anus, right? The very center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
I think that would make it a little more than average.
Right, just a little past.
Go ahead and stick the end of the ruler right up your ass.
Right, just right in the center.
Here's what's interesting about Richie. Richie is a well-put-together guy emotionally. He has a small penis. It's no big deal. We have people calling with 6-inch penises obsessing about the size of the penis.
Well, I think it's more interesting.
Not a big deal.
He's emotionally capable of handling that. That's pretty good. But the fact that he has a 3-inch penis is a little bit more interesting to me. What do you do with that little penis of yours?
I mean, it's not the size, I guess. That's what girls say.
You see?
There
well,
you
if
go.
You, when you put it in, if it doesn't go in deep enough, grab it by the shaft and just start slapping it back and forth on her net and walls.
So I try to force it in a little further.
If she brings no enjoyment, if that doesn't get her any enjoyment, smack her in the back of her head and put it in her butt. That should do it. Just start ramming it right in her butt. Oh, right in the butt. You like that? Now give me some reaction. Right up your ass. Smack her in the back of the head. Keep smacking her back of the head. No, that's important. And just stick her in the ass. Stuff your balls in there, too. Hump the hell out of her butthole, man. That's what you got to do. Richie, now it's a question.
Does he do work for her makeup while he's doing that?
Sure. It would help. I'm sure it would help a lot. And she's like, well, your penis is so small. I'll say, oh, it's small, huh? Ah, right up your ass! Now it's not so small!
I just,
up your butthole, that's what you do.
I just had this flash because I will talk to my grandmother tomorrow who listens to this show.
Oh, my God.
And she will say, who was that?
Young man.
Who was that young man who was on this show last
night? Am I right, though? It should have a tremendous effect on her butthole unless her butthole's already blew out. Like she's just taking cucumbers in her anus or something.
That's right.
Then you don't want to get with that girl anyway if her butthole for some reason blew out. But if she's a regular girl with a nice tight butthole,
right,
she's making fun of your small little dingling,
mm-hmm,
stick it right in her ass. Now what's funny, ho? Right up your ass with my 3 inches. You tucked your balls in there like I told you. And then at least give it some width with your balls in there too, you know what I mean? And just ram that anus up.
Mm-hmm.
And smack her in the back of the head. All right.
Good sound effect.
Pull her hair right up your butt.
I agree with
you.
I'm proud of this part of the show.
Yeah, use good common sense in the bedroom. I agree.
Yeah. Both thumbs in her butthole.
Pragmatic. Stuff that seems obvious, not obvious to our caller. Stuff good, solid, pragmatic,
right,
old school
advice.
You
take a note, there? You got notes on this? Yeah.
Put the thumb in the ass, ram the balls in the ass.
Put your penis right in the ass.
I want to remember
that. Stuff that people, you wouldn't think you'd have to impart to people, you have to tell them when they call the show.
When you got your penis in a butthole, grab her Ned and hairs and use that as like a
thumb. Okay, here we go. Take a break. Take a break now.
We'll take a little break. Drew, you go out to the trunk of the car, get the Xanax samples. I'll see if I can hold Jay down. You then massage his throat and drop those into his mouth, and we'll be back after that.
All right.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Love Line. We're here with ICP.
Good radio. Good radio, Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Violent J is here for the Insane Clown Posse. Bizarre is the name of the CDs because there are two of them named Bizarre, and they will be coming out on Halloween, fittingly. And I'm going to give you a few places you can find Violent J and Shaggy.
With his new face.
With his new face, God willing, that you won't see because he'll be wearing a Mexican wrestling mask.
For those of you that are just tuning in, Shaggy was injured wrestling and he's getting reconstructive robotic surgery done on his face.
That's right. He'll have the eyes of 10 men when he gets out from under the knife. On the 1st of November, they'll be in New York at Sam Goody. And on the 3rd, they'll be in Boston at Tower. And on the 4th, they'll be in Pittsburgh at a National Record Mart. You guys have an internet website?
Yes.
Why don't you give that out? Because if people check that out, they'll be able to find out all these dates, right?
Yes, insaneclownposse.com.
That's it.
That's it. It's the bomb-ass website, thanks to Jelly Nuts the Clown.
Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, Phoenix, and then Los Angeles. This is all the 1st through the 11th of November, and they'll be signing this CD.
But one more thing. There's several other places. If you can't go to insaneclownposse.com, you can go to riders.com. You can go to the6.com. You can go to realjuggalos.com. There's millions of Juggalo websites.
I see. All right. So check those out if you want to find the Insane Clown Posse in a town near you. Brian?
Oh, yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
I just wanted to ask Jay about necrophilia.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Some Jay's into?
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. I have this friend.
Well, he's into sex, pure and simple, one way or the other.
He has this friend.
Yeah,
who died?
No.
No, okay.
He's always talking about it.
His friend, huh?
And if his friend really does it, do you think he could get me, like, diseases or anything?
Why do you think your friend talks about it? Friend talks about it so much.
Are you the friend, Brian?
No.
No.
And how do you have access to corpses?
It's a dead dog.
It's not me. It's my friend.
All right. Where does he find a corpse?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
You don't ask, huh?
No.
Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
And he talks about having sex with dead people, and you don't ask where he gets the bodies?
Nope.
Well,
Drew, what can you get? Can you get worms?
I have no clinical experience with this. But presumably, it depends on how dead the person is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
you
really?
You know about the 22-year-old penis size, but you don't know about the dead body dingling.
Well, it depends how dead, because if it's a few hours dead, I imagine STDs are possible.
Well, we've all had the scenario where we're banging the bejesus out of a hooker, and she dies halfway into it, and we don't even know it because we're too hopped up on the loose.
Technically, that's not a dead person.
That's not necrophilia. No. If they're alive when you start,
right.
That's not necrophilia, is right. it?
Happened to me 2-3 times.
That's what I'm saying. That's this year. Yeah. But if they're sitting around for a while, then there's problems, right?
Yeah. But then I worry just about the kind of bacteria that break the skin.
Right. So you're saying, the necrophilia, it's a lot like a barbecue. Go ahead and eat the pork chops. Make sure they're fresh.
Yeah.
Don't have ones that are sitting in the sun.
Are you guys giving advice to necrophiliacs? Like,
no.
It's cool.
No.
Check this out. If you're a necrophiliac, or if your friend is a necrophiliac, maybe he should die, and then he can get all the skins he wants off the dead bodies, but tell him to wait till he dies. You know what I mean? If he's got a problem with that, speed up the process. You know what I mean? Help your friend out. Put it somewhere on his neck, kick the chair, whatever. Once he dies, then he can get all the skins he wants.
You know how they say when you die, you come out of your body and hover over it, and you see everything that's going on? Imagine seeing yourself getting banged. I mean, I'd love to hear that story. It's like, I saw a white light. So they said, I heard a voice say, come to the light. I rose above my body. Then I saw a nurse, this big orderly banging the hell out of my corpse, so I decided to come back down. Or, by the way, would you wait till he was done before you came back down? Because you wouldn't want to come back down right in the middle of a rape, would you?
But if you just died, would you really care if somebody was banging your butt out and your corpse? You know what I mean? You'd be like, where am I going? Heaven or hell? What's the deal? I don't care if somebody's banging my dead body out. I want to know what I'm destined for.
Well, that's a good question. So you're saying...
No. Yeah. Let's not mute that.
Okay. All right.
That's not a good question.
Yeah, tell your friend to go and...
Yeah.
Do something to himself. It's hard not to call away. I'm trying to have respect.
Paul?
What?
Paul, you're 14.
Hey.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, like, big fan. That's right. Like, all the stuff. So, like, 16 CDs, posters, hats, T-shirts. Now.
Your balls, let's get to it. Your balls, do they swing to the left or to the right?
It's long.
All right.
Y'all get it.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
You going to get the new CD when it comes out on Halloween?
Mm-hmm. Gotta, like, get to school to get it.
All right. Good man. It's school. That won't be the first time, will it?
No.
All right, Paul. You're going places, brother.
Don't scratch your nuts too fast. You'll burn them. If you scratch your nuts really fast in one spot, it starts to burn.
It'd be like an Indian starting a fire.
Chafe a little bit.
Yeah.
Good advice.
All right, Paul. All right, Paul.
And if a girl is performing fellatio on you,
mm-hmm.
It might feel good at the time if she gently scrapes your teeth on your dingling, but the next day you will find yourself with tiny little red scabs.
Right. Mm. So it's important to,
tell her, don't use your teeth, bitch.
Okay. What if you just say, and see, I try not to use the word bitch when the penis is in the mouth. You understand?
Well, when the teeth are on the penis, the word bitch comes out of the mouth spontaneously.
Right. Oh, touche. Okay. Damn, bitch. Brody?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Hey, I had a question for you. On a couple of shows ago, you said that if a girl likes you, she will let you know. And if she doesn't like you, then she won't let you know. And I was wondering if this was for all girls in general.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Across the board.
If they're interested, you will know.
He wants to know about a boy, though.
Why?
Is that for boys, too? Because I like my friend Jared, and Jared doesn't seem like me. I even pat him on his butt, and he didn't tweak his butt at me.
Okay, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, brother, go right ahead.
Same thing.
What's that?
How come is it, I don't know if this is just a thing, that girls like guys that, you know, treat them like...
What the S word, you idiot? Please. Listen, you guys who are 19 and complaining about women only liking the a-holes, it's not true. It's not that they love a-holes, it's that they hate pussies, and you're bothering them. And you're needy, and you're clingy, and you're weak, and you're insecure, and you're obsessive. It's not the a-holes that they love, it's that they're repelled by you. Right through?
And certain guys get away with a lot of stuff. Yeah, just the way some women do, too.
They like
guys
get away with a lot of women stuff. Like confidence, yeah. Even if it's trumped up perceived confidence. Yeah. Thank you. Adam.
Hey,
turn your radio down, would you?
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Go.
Turn your radio down, you idiot.
Yeah. What up, Jay?
What up, Adam?
Hardcore Juggalo from Cali.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, you're not going to tell us about how you spanked your monkey and you nutted and your dingling went limp, are you?
Nah.
Let's get to some real dirt. Come on!
Yeah,
how's the syphilis?
What's up with the Dark Lotus?
Come on! What about the balls, man? Come on! Your balls, man, are they flaking? Do they stink? Come on! Give us... Should balls stink? That's a good question. My balls stink.
Yeah.
Should they stink? They shouldn't stink, right? I mean, Neddin stink. Sometimes women's vaginas stink. How come balls don't stink?
They do.
They do.
They stink after.
Yeah. Hey, Adam?
After they slap against the butthole for a good half hour, yeah.
Adam, you have a question?
Yeah, what's up with Dark Lotus, Jay?
Oh. Dark Lotus is the very next project. It's Insane Clown Posse, Twisted, and Eshaun the Unholy, and Blaze Your Dead Homie, all as one group. We won't be performing any sexual advice on the album. That's right. Why you have to get it here right now. Woo!
Doug?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Violent J, how come he wasn't at the smokeout when I saw the tour bus pull up?
Those are promotional vans that are pouring for the new album because we don't get radio play and we don't get MTV, and the only way we promote is through the streets. You can either use a giant radio antenna to promote your albums coming out, or you can just simply drive around and do it yourself without the help of the giant radio antenna.
Well, now, Doug, how was the smoke out?
It was real fun.
Yeah.
Because I got the Rude Boy there.
Yes, the Rude Boy was there in full effect as he's here with me right now.
The 420 surprise show.
The what?
The 420 surprise show.
What's that?
It's like a special band each year gets pulled out, like, you know, like you don't know who it's going to be each year.
I don't know if that will be us.
Nate doesn't know who it is this year either.
But I will tell you this much. When I urinate.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt? Okay,
hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't burn or anything.
It sprays around.
It doesn't hurt at all, but it sometimes whistles.
Is there a tune to that? Or?
Only when I, you know, squeeze it and turn the penis around.
Pull it out like a balloon.
The beginning of a Mayberry RFP.
If I cock it to the left, it's like, cock it up. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, listen.
That's one cider jug I wouldn't want to play.
Listen, let's get back to my penis.
Yeah.
I bust a small nut after I urinate every single time.
What?
I bust a nut.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because it's like I'll, right?
Right.
And I'll be done, I'll zip up, start walking out of the bathroom, and I'll be like, and I'll sit there and put my ding-a-ling over the toilet, and then, beep, can I get one of them drip noises? Beep.
Anderson, that's your cue for the drip noise.
Yeah, the drip noise, please.
Beep. That's, you don't know how to do it.
Anyway, but, maybe that's what Jim sounds like, brother. There it goes.
Right.
All right. So my ding-a-ling lets a little bit of skeet out after I take a leak. And it doesn't feel good unless I'm like,
You know, that's pus, brother.
Maybe that's this trip.
No,
it's
straight up nut. It's not pus.
Yes.
It's nut.
How do you know?
Pus.
Oh, I know what it looks like because I'm very familiar with my own nut because I'm constantly spatting it off in groupies' faces.
What kind of noise does that make?
Right in their face. Get it all. Get painted, freak. That's what I say, get painted when I'm painting them with my jizz.
Yeah, you can go down and get painted with Jay's jizz on the 1st in New York and then the 3rd of November in Boston.
I don't got syphilis or nothing with
what
the
is
drippy,
that?
Drippy nut thing.
Some people can leak. And you say you don't do steroids, that's the way to get a leak. And weightlifters get leaked sometimes, too.
Well, that would be me.
Yeah.
You throw it around
the
stick.
But the only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My bad ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's such a thing as, you know, the sort of equivalent to throwing someone up on the rack like they do in an automobile. But I think if Jay walked into my office and I was a doctor, I'd say, let's put him up on the rack.
Let's go through
him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to examine here.
Yeah.
We got the NyQuil addiction.
Right.
I mean, it's really time.
The inflamed butthole that I've yet to bring up. Would you like to get into that now?
Well, we'll bring that up
in the next break. Both of them leak.
Kayla?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to be dry docked and overhauled, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're 26. What's up?
Oh, it's good to talk to you guys. I'm a psychologist, and I listen to you guys.
Well, that's good, Danny. Shave your muff. Men don't like hairy bushes.
This is
a great night
for you to be stopping by. Just once.
Shave your bush. Tell them.
I'm very proud to be a part of the show.
Shave your bush, Kayla.
Men don't like big, hairy muffs.
Right.
That was 80s.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
If you look in the back of some of these magazines, there are a handful of publications dedicated to the hairy muff.
Those are the same weirdos like the kid that just called here and said he's got a 3-inch prick. You know what I'm saying? There's other people out there, but the majority of the people like a nice shaven netting hole.
Okay, let me talk to
you. Wait, now are we done with Kayla?
No, okay.
All right.
Kayla?
Yes.
Sorry, Kayla, go ahead.
I'm a psychologist. I listen to you guys almost every night. I feel like you contribute to my education.
Right.
Thank you.
But my question is...
Tonight, I'm sure it was over the top is what you're learning. So go ahead. Yeah.
I haven't gotten a period in about a year and a half.
You can't get through that hairy-ass bush.
Is this a lifelong problem with regular periods or something new?
No, this is new. I've been on the pill for about 10 years, and I'm a fairly small person, but I don't think I'm... small enough that this should be
an issue.
A problem.
Do you have any eating problems at all?
I did when I was a teenager, but not for a long time.
Could you be underweight now and not really be sort of assessing that well?
I don't. I'm 5'2". I weigh 110.
Okay. And so what's you're on the pill still now?
Yeah.
What's really wrong?
I guess my concern is, I've talked to my doctor about it. She said as long as I'm on the pill, it's fine. I'm getting everything that I need.
What pill are you on?
Orthonovum.
Which one? The 150 or 135?
No, who cares?
You take the same thing for 3 weeks and then you're off a week.
And you're skipping that week. You're not going continuously on the pill.
No, I am skipping that week.
Well, she's basically right. I mean, there's a school of thought that women should be on the pill continuously and not have periods.
True. What about just a good kick in the side? You think that might start up?
I suspect
the period.
She could make you have your doctor could make you have a period with some progestational agents. You would have it, but. The question is why, necessarily.
Okay, but it seems odd to me, and I guess I'm concerned about, I'm osteopenic, and I'm concerned whether...
Osteopenic?
She lost the calcium in her ball, but you're osteopenic. You documented osteopenia at 26?
Yeah, I was anorexic when I was a teenager.
I see.
Hey, Kayla.
I see.
I'm glad you're a fan of the show, and I'm glad that you're gleaning some information off the show, but why are all... therapists and psychologists crazy.
The same reason you and I are interested in this stuff.
She just admitted she has an ostrich's penis, and you guys are blowing the whole thing off like it ain't nothing.
I think people with problems are probably drawn to the field.
Okay.
But maybe the eating disorder was a little worse than you originally stated?
It's under control.
Yeah, but the fact that you were bad enough to have osteopenia means you didn't have any periods when you were younger, when you were having severe eating disorder problems.
Right, but I probably had a regular period then from 21 to 22.
Would calcium supplements help to offset the ostrich penis?
No, she probably needs... There's a lot of different issues here.
Mm-hmm.
One is the estrogen in the pill is actually a good thing. It may help her restore some of her calcium, or at least preserve some of the calcium in the bone that she has, but she probably needs calcium restoring therapy. The medicines we use in older women like Fosamax and Actonel, calcitonin, these sorts of things. She
needs a prescription.
She needs to restore the calcium content in her bone. It needs to, basically the bones, the cells that break down the bone need to be paralyzed. The cells that produce bone need to be stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that issue.
Jay, you on board with this?
Well, all of that and the fact that her head and hairs look like Mike Austin's mullet.
And I'm concerned that she's not had the period. I believe that you can get endometrial overgrowth, which is a potential risk factor for uterine cancer.
Right,
I worry about that.
What should she do?
So you may want to change the pill, go back and talk to the doctor again about it, but also pay attention to getting some bone restoring therapy, or at least document what's going on in your bone density now.
All right, Jane.
You shave your damn muff.
Jane?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe Jay could get a job working in the reception office at your work.
At my office, yeah.
Yeah, at your office.
Oh,
handle the phones, greet the patients, some of the old conjure Jews who come in there.
I'm in my sexual prime. I happen to know that guys don't like a big hairy bush staring at their face.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, Jay, this is Jane. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a clown mom, and I want to know if you've ever had sex with an older woman.
Well, what's a clown mom mean?
Well, clown mom means I've got kids that introduced me to the ICP band, and I fell in love with the guys.
Well, if
you've seen you backstage, Jay.
Okay, Mom.
If you're an ICP fan, then you know, just by listening to our music and knowing what we're about, you know that there's no such thing as a juggalo mom as opposed to a juggalo child. Juggalos come in all ages, shapes, sizes, races, everything. We are all juggalos
right.
together, whether or not you have kids.
Mostly white, 14, or from Detroit, but
except for that,
it does span
now, the one thing that concerns me, the fact that you are a juggalo mom, as you put it, the one thing does concern me is that I know that styles of, say, back in the day, like in the 80s or the late 70s,
mm-hmm.
a lot of women liked
your Here we go again. Here we go.
Is, like, they only on the size and leave a big, fat, hairy bush. Now, we don't like that anymore. We would like to see the folded taco in our face and expose the actual net and lips. So,
I just want you to imagine what he would be like off the loft. Okay?
If you could just
use your imagination for a second.
If you could just go ahead and trim that hairy bush down, we could all have fun.
We don't know that for a fact, Jay.
Yes?
I'll tell you one thing that might get you closer to Violent J. He told me during the break he likes a touch of gray around the labia.
Oh, that wouldn't be a problem.
Just a little salt and pepper.
I available for down there.
Hey,
trim the bush. That's step number one.
How old are your kids?
How old are my kids? I've got one that's 21 and one that's 16.
And they listen to Insane Clown Posse.
Oh,
and now
constantly.
You've joined the posse.
I even got the shirt.
Call Child Protective Services.
You
get them on the floor.
Strike for
them. Emergency Stations calling from Phoenix.
Phoenix, go, baby.
All right,
let's go.
Get them in the helicopter.
Oh, so I guess you guys like a nice, big, bushy muff, huh? That's what you're saying? I'm trying to help
them. You know what? That's what I was saying.
Jane?
How'd you pick up on that?
Here's the thing about having sex with Violent J. Remember we were talking about the osteoporosis and the older women just a few moments ago? He'd break your hip.
Hip? Pelvis?
He'd break the pelvis.
Four times a day, sometimes more.
What?
I get sex four times a day. I don't need to worry about not being agile.
Do you trim your bush? Tell me tell me if you trim your bush.
I haven't done that yet, but just all.
Oh my God, she's got a brown hog living in her neddin. It just looks like a... Trim your damn neddin. You don't understand. Guys are too polite to say anything about it, but damn it, that's nasty as hell. Cut them damn hairs off. You got food stuck in it from years ago. You got cracker
stuff. No.
Yeah. It's like Grizzly Adams giving you a BJ.
Grizzly Adams.
All right. Listen.
That's Shaggy as me. Shaggy.
All right,
you guys, I don't mean.
Hold up. Yeah.
Shaggy what?
Shaggy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know is at home in surgery.
Broken face.
He asked me. He said, the one thing I want you to do is go on the show and tell women to shave their muffs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How'd that conversation go exactly?
He said, I want to go on to provide my sexual
orientation.
Shave your damn neddin. You know what I'm saying? Don't have a big
hairy... What about the prickly there, Jay?
The prickly feel good. They rub on your balls.
Oh, okay.
Smirk
your brain, Jay. It takes the lint right off.
Yeah,
it's like a lint brush.
Clean from the right, clean from the left.
Straight up, the stubbles are wonderful. Do you know what I'm saying? I've got crabs in my balls as it is. It helps itch them. But what I'm saying is if you shave the damn bush and you let us get a nice look at that clam, we can all have a party.
Fantastic, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going to be in Phoenix on the 10th.
I know. I'm going to be camping out waiting to see him in person.
Great.
If we're camping out, let's not have barbecue fur burgers, all right? Let's keep it clean. Thanks.
Hey, Drew, speaking of crabs on Jay's balls, I was watching the Nature Channel tonight, and you know those birds that sit on top of the zebras?
Yeah.
And they pick away all the ticks and the mites and all that? They sit on all the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about letting one of those birds go in your pants?
Yeah.
Instead of putting poison on your crotch, let one of those grooming birds go in your underpants?
Crab-eating.
And they could just eat whatever was on there.
Crab-eating birds.
Yeah. I had syphilis. I got over it with a simple shot of penicillin. I shared that with the first time I came on the show, and I haven't had any venereal STDs since then.
But didn't we figure out that it wasn't syphilis you had? You had, like, non-gynecological arthritis. They treated you all for all that stuff, but you didn't actually have a chancre.
Well, I had a bunch of white sores on the side of my dick.
I see. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But anything to add to the wit.
This was a good damn near, you know, we're talking 25 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds like it was.
All right. We will take
we're
a little
talking,
break.
You know, this was during Woodstock, the first one, and we was having fun, and, you know.
It was a different time. We don't. We're,
summer love.
We don't hold it against you.
I had crabs in my butt and herpes on my nipples, and we all had a great time, and we drank lemonade, and everybody had fun.
All right. We will take all ourselves right. a little break. I'm going to go vomit in the bathroom. Sure, you want to watch me? Hold me so I don't hit my head on the toilet rim like I did last time. We'll be back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. We're here with role model, philanthropist, humanitarian, Violent J.
That's right. All around man.
From the Insane Clown Posse. You can find them at the Good Time Jamboree Theater at Knott's Berry Farm coming up this weekend. No. They will, your new CDs, Bizarre and Bizarre, will be coming out on Halloween. And then there will be a record signing tour. And there will be crisscrossing across this great country of ours. Going to popular destinations where you can pick these things up and get in line and sign it. And
who is that?
Possibly...
Wow.
Possibly Jay will decorate you with his semen.
Come see the greatest tour of all time, the Bizarre Bizarre Tour featuring Confrontation Camp, Chuck D, and Professor Griff's new band, Nashville Pussy.
Right.
You sir?
Jay told me that he and Shaggy are going to enter the synchronized dancing at the Olympics.
That's right. Yeah. Nashville Pussy will
in,
be there.
In the pool or the ones with the ribbons out on the gym floor?
I think the pool is what they're talking
about. Oh, I see.
About,
yeah, any, anything to get in a Speedo. Stephanie?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay.
Inflamed nipples, no doubt.
I have a question about rape.
Sure. You come to the right place. You pick the right night.
Right on. I just want... Okay. If I was drunk and I was passed out, like upstairs in bed asleep, and there was people at my house still, and what happened was one of the guys who was at my house came upstairs and had sex with me.
Mm-hmm.
While you were passed out?
While I was passed out.
You have no recollection of this?
No.
How do you know it happened?
Her butt hurt.
No, my boyfriend was downstairs.
Oh, that's nice.
And realized that, like, because a bunch of the other people there, I guess, knew what was going on upstairs.
That's even nicer.
And told him. And so he came upstairs and he pulled the guy off of me.
Right.
And...
I just said,
that
hey,
was when I realized that the guy on top of me wasn't my boyfriend.
I see. What did he do to the guy?
He punched me in the face and threw me down the stairs.
This is why Shaggy's having his face redone.
He was upstairs with me, and I guess the guy just walked downstairs, and him and his friends left.
That's nice.
Sounds like your boyfriend's a punk-ass pussy, if you ask me.
Probably, but he was...
So your bitch-ass boyfriend was just like... Hey, wait a minute. That's my girlfriend. Stop.
Let's
see.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. That's why my policy is when I throw a party, first off, if there's a dude I don't know, don't bring buddies. And if you're going to bring beer, bring imported stuff. And no raping my girlfriend. I always say that.
Or her friend did that.
Light raping of the girlfriends. No serious rape of the girlfriends. I always say that for new, you know, when new dudes show up at the party.
Her boyfriend was like, wait a minute, stop. That dingling's for me. Here, use this butthole of mine.
Stephanie?
Yes.
All right.
So what's the question?
Well, I didn't say no.
Well, you couldn't say no.
It depends on the state, but in most states, there are laws to protect against this.
Hey, and where are you calling from?
California.
Yeah, California.
Yeah, that's right. In California.
That's right, which technically means every sexual experience I've had is considered rape. I've realized.
But this is a clear case of
I'm a felon.
You got to report it.
Could you imagine actually being that drunk to where, let's say, for example, rape is rape, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you're that drunk to where some man just kind of mounts your butt and starts having his way with your cornhole. Can you imagine that happening? You know
well,
what?
Wait, let me take a minute here. Let me
close
yeah,
time.
Yes.
All right, so
there's no way you can imagine being that drunk.
Cornholing?
No.
Let me tell you.
Mounting butt.
Cornhole.
Okay.
No, I can't.
There's no way. No, what I'm saying is this girl right here who claims she said she was raped, I can't imagine being that drunk where you don't know you're getting your biscuit banged up.
It can happen.
But, I was
Jay, you should get into counseling. Counseling others.
What were you drunk on?
Crack
rocks? How could you be that drunk? Come on. Like, I could just see myself, I'm super drunk, and then my boy Rudy just mounts my butt. Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Are you hitting my butt? Stop.
Rudy just sent someone to the liquor store, by the way. All right, Stephanie?
Yes.
All right, we're not in Jay's camp on this one. We don't feel this is your fault, although there's something up with you getting loaded, passed out, and having this guy on you. But has anything like that ever happened before?
No.
Here comes our knight in shining armor. Hey,
do you
hit my girlfriend, your butt raping? Get off her.
When did it turn into sodomy, please?
Okay, well, whatever, normal rape. Okay. A chump ass. And then my
boyfriend. Right, why didn't your boyfriend punch this guy out?
I honestly don't know.
Why did you report it?
Did I report it?
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't know if it was rape or not.
Oh, yeah. Everything's
right. The fact that you didn't consider this outlandish behavior is what disturbed us most.
I feel like I'm hard to blame because I allowed myself to get that drunk.
This is what we're talking about.
All right, seriously. Where's your dad? Where's your daddy?
Home.
Yeah. Would anything happen to you growing up?
No.
Was there abuse?
No alcohol, no abuse.
Really? He's probably in a bedroom jerking his dingling listening to the radio. Oh, this is my daughter. This sick family you're from. You didn't get raped, bitch. Quit lying.
All right.
That's what people go to prison for, is that kind of BS. Why did you go to the police? Well, he had the instant tickets, and he told me that if I didn't let him have my blowhole, my boyfriend, Jay,
how dare you?
Jay, did something happen to you like that?
I'm sure she got raped. People go to, you know what I'm saying? People go to prison because of bull like this. You know, she didn't get raped. You opened your legs and invited him right into the pink taco, didn't you?
I don't understand.
Listen, Jay, please, calm down. You're making this young lady cry now.
Lying.
Stephanie, you're not lying.
I believe you. All right, now listen.
But we also think that there might be some reason you didn't consider the victimization. That's what's disturbing.
All right. Sorry, Chris. Jay, you feel good about yourself now? See what you did?
Let me
shut Jay's mic off. Good. Keep his mic off.
Hello?
I'm going to get
you. You're an asshole.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, sweetheart. You got to get a little counseling for this.
Right.
You understand?
There's a few issues.
How long ago did this happen?
Thursday.
All right. Well, you should report it, and you should get counseling. And yes, it was rape. And I'm not sure what's up with your boyfriend.
We got to look at your alcohol use and what's up with that. It was not your fault that you. No matter what the situation is, none of this is your fault.
Jay's holding up a sign that says yes, it was.
Yeah,
my
God.
No, leave his. But please, you can't make our callers.
Oh my God.
We only have a handful of callers. Please, Stephanie. I apologize on behalf of Jay and his posse. Jay wants to make a retraction. Hold on, go ahead.
Hello, listen, I just wanted to let you know that you're
alone.
You are an asshole.
She could not hear that, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You called on a bad night. Jay is. We're too scared to stop him. We really are. He's big. He's hopped up on Xanax. He scares both of us. Let's get Fletcher in here from
Pennywise.
From Pennywise, so we can even it out a little.
All right, Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Stephanie, you gotta talk. You gotta get some counseling. You gotta work this thing out, and you should report it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you need somebody to help you deal with this because obviously it's having significant effects. Obviously it was a rape. Obviously it's a victimization.
Okay. Hey, if you want to give Jay your home number,
and it's not your fault. You didn't ask to be the victim of a violent crime, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
Or victim of violent jail.
All right, let's see if we can find someone whose parent was killed by an alcoholic driver so Jay can tear him a new a-hole.
You guys don't understand, right? People go to prison because of that?
People go to prison because people BS, though.
Yeah, she wasn't lying.
Would you be that drunk to not know you're getting love made to you?
It happened to Drew 5 times in college, just a sophomore
three
year.
Three, four.
Right. You understand?
I just find it a little hard to believe, and I think that the whole story is a bunch of... Next caller, please.
Diana?
Yeah.
You're 19?
I'm scared now.
Yeah, I think Jay just ruined his bid for the Senate seat.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Diane, what's wrong with your anus? Let's get it over with.
Nothing's wrong with my anus. I'm sorry.
Right. Let me holler at it. I'll fix it up real good. Remember my advice from before?
He's scaring me.
I'm sorry.
He's scaring you. We're stuck in a room with him.
You're in Wisconsin. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from La Mirada, California.
Oh, right down the street.
All right. So what's up?
Well, me and my friends were together, and we were doing some acid,
mm-hmm.
and we started to hit nitrous, which we've done a lot of times before.
Sure, it was a weeknight, what the hell?
And one of my friends started going into convulsions for about 5 to 10 seconds.
Right.
Nice.
This has never happened before, and it really, really scared me. I didn't know what to do. Like, she's fine now. She came out of it, and she stopped shaking, and I was just wondering what caused that, because I heard acid may cause seizures or something.
It sure can. Acid hit nitrous. I'm guessing she was allergic to some of the fiber samples, maybe the sofa, maybe the drapery.
What's so surprising to me is that people get scared by these dramatic reactions that really don't have any, probably don't have any real significance as compared to the damage that's actually being done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a biological instrument, your brain, and it is, I guarantee you, changing it permanently. Now, seizure is one of the transient things that can happen, but the more permanent issues are much more significant.
Yeah, but if you're on X and you're hitting nitrous, it's going to do something.
You know what?
The big danger of nitrous is you do the hit and you fall over and whack your head on a shovel.
That's right. And part of the problem is you can drop your blood pressure, and that's probably what happened.
Remember those guys who died in the car?
Yeah.
Here's a great plan. You get a pickup truck, Jay. You and your buddy, you get a nitrous tank in there. You roll the windows up. You start doing nitrous. Well, you both pass out. No one shuts the tank off, and you wake up dead.
Okay.
Or worse. Right, Drew?
Well, maybe the convulsions were caused because of the nitrous or the ecstasy or possibly the heroin needle hanging out of her neck. Let's see. What caused the problem?
All right.
The nitrous probably is it, because it drops pressure and you get these convulsive seizures.
All right.
She needs to be evaluated by a neurologist to see if she has some pre-existing thing that was brought out by these drugs.
Okay.
And you guys need a little help with the drug use here.
And then maybe slow down.
This is serious ass.
Well, you do what Drew suggests. You have X night, the nitrous night, the next night, but you don't have them at the same night. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe sprinkle in, like Jay said, horse night, and a speed night, but you separate the nights.
Okay.
You don't eat a pie and a banana split for dessert. You might eat a pie one night and have the banana split the next night. You see, it's overdoing it to do them on the same night.
All right.
That's all, baby.
Okay.
And while you were doing the hit of nitrous, was someone hitting you on the head with a shoe?
Shovel.
So you can't catch an extra buzz. Easy, baby.
And starting gas.
Actually, when she got really high, her friend started making love to her. She didn't realize it. And then her boyfriend walked in and said, "Hey,
David?"
Yeah.
You're 16.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm fast-forwarding my mind to tomorrow night when we get the phone call. That girl was violently raped, and that guy with the Mexican mask, what's his name? What's his name? Violent John. He was making butthole references, and you and Drew sat back and cackled like a couple of drunken hyenas.
She was 16. We've been 16 before. You're not that stupid when you're 16 that you get raped and you don't know it.
I think she was 19. Okay. With the S word.
I did. It's stupider.
All right.
The only reason she's crying is because I held up a mirror to her stupid ass face, and she took a good look at herself once I brought it up to her. She's like, "Wow, I did know what I was doing. I'm an idiot." And she started crying because of it.
Well, that's what Jay and Shaggy do with Insane Clown Posse. They hold up a mirror to society
so that
they can see the foibles. And the idiosyncrasies and things like that of society.
Yeah.
And they examine society that way.
They produce a puckish satire of contemporary mores.
That's what I wanted to say. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Violent J is here tonight, earning his name. We'll be back. Maybe we'll hear a little something.
Yeah.
From Insane Clown Posse.
Woo!
After this. All right, just sitting around with Violent J from Insane Clown Posse, musing about rape. And
what a horrible thing it is. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's a horrible thing. It was funny, though. A second ago, Jay took a little reflective pause, and he said, "You know, when I think about rape, and I thought he was going to break into a song. I was going to pull an acoustic guitar out and start up on something. But speaking of music, and speaking of Insane Clown Posse, and speaking of Bizarre and Bizarre, which are the two new CDs which will be out on Halloween, we're going to hear something off of one of them. I know not which.
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Is that the song we're going to hear?
I'm guessing, because that's the only other song I think that is somewhat radio-friendly.
All right. Is that queued up there, Anderson? Here you go.
Wow! Oh, my God! Somebody hold the phones! I can't believe that!
That was some of my brilliant sexual psychology right there.
That is.
That was about the kid that called and said that he actually jacked off, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God! Wow!
That is, you really need a cartoon. You need to be the voice of a cartoon. You need Insane Clown Posse Saturday morning.
Every month available on Chaos Comics. Pick up the Insane Clown Posse Wicked Clowns comic book nationwide on Chaos Comics. Quick plug on that one. Woo!
I'm talking about animation.
Yeah, he needs to be some cartoon.
I'm talking about Disney.
Some weird, you know, SpongeBob or something.
No. Forget it. Just hold tracing paper up over him and draw him.
Yeah.
I'll be 3-inch penis man like that one kid that called and said, I have a 3-inch penis and that's all I wanted to tell you.
Michelle?
Yes.
You're 20. What's up?
Yes. Byron J., I wanted to tell you that I love you so much. I want to, like, grab your balls. That's what I wanted to tell everybody.
I'm just like that kid. I'm about to just bust the nut all over you guys' table.
I love juggles. You really bring out the delicate quality of people.
Do you guys understand what juggles do for me, though? Do you understand? These people that are calling, that you guys probably just think, oh, these people are calling and cussing, whatever.
Right.
I love these people. You know that?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, nothing. I am these people.
They're salt of the
earth. I'm one of them. Don't think I'm one of you guys. I'm one of them.
I wish there were more people like that so I could move the camera.
That is me. That is me right there. And I speak for them. I'm the voice of them.
Michelle?
Yes.
All right. Can you not cuss, please?
I won't. I'm sorry. Okay. I just get so excited because I totally, with their music, I totally feel like, I feel aggressive. I feel like I understand completely what they talk about. And I'm not trying to say, I totally I want to kill everybody.
No.
Or I want to do something crazy.
Just the unholy.
Huh?
Yeah. No.
You sound the unholy. I'm a member of Dark Lotus, by the way.
Yes, yes. I know. No, if they can inspire just one person to head out to the tool shed, grab a hoe, run down the street, and kill somebody, their work is done as a band.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I wanted to share a story.
Okay.
I was, during high school, I used to have this tendency about hitting guys in the balls.
Ooh, right. Yeah, that's
sure.
I'm thinking about it. I want to go see you November 11th.
Where
are you calling from?
I'm calling from Whittier, California.
Listen, you can gently caress them all you want. You can fondle them. You can juggle them gently. But please don't punch the ball.
Do what Drew does when I'm going number one, which is cup.
Hold them up.
Right.
You won't care, Violent J, if I grab you?
You can caress the balls. You can gently pet them. You can stroke them. Right. You can juggle them from side to side to side. Huh? But don't punch the balls.
Okay.
Don't flick the balls.
It's a Fabergé egg, not a hacky sack, is what Jay is saying.
Shaggy, on the other hand, he has wooden balls. You can do with them what you wish.
Use them for a speed.
Any closing comments? We're going to take a break here.
I just want everybody to know that I love juggalos, and if you're not a juggalo, then you're a effing hoe.
You are an asshole. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown.
Fall in downtown Minneapolis. That means the leaves are turning and air is cool. But things are just heating up in the Warehouse District. And Brothers is the place to be. Brothers is the busiest, the best, and the hottest bar the Warehouse District has ever seen. With 42 taps, 250 frosted cocktails, 24 different appetizers, a dance floor, every game imaginable, and a sound system that will rock your world. Brothers is it. Better yet, Brothers has the best and most outrageous specials that downtown Minneapolis has ever seen. If it's your birthday, get a free Brothers mug and complimentary tattoo. tap beer or soda all night. If it's happy hour, everything is 2-for-1, and they mean everything. Even on event nights. You won't find some hefty cover at the door, and you won't find some cheese ball club. Come on down this fall and warm up at the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Brothers. Brothers. Always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. 430 First Avenue North in the Warehouse District.
Welcome to Arby's the Bar. Oh, may I help you?
I'm seeing double.
Sir?
There are totally two names on your sign.
Yes, sir.
So which place is it? Arby's or Sbarro?
It's both.
Did you know there are like two menus out here?
Yes, sir. One is Arby's menu with Arby's great roast beef, and one is Sbarro's menu with pasta and pizza.
You mean I'm seeing double in two different languages?
Sir, I'm sure you'll feel better after you eat.
Oh, right.
May I suggest our new pasta sampler platter? Lasagna, baked ziti, and fettuccine alfredo with a garlic roll and medium soft drink. Or maybe our new pizza feast with two slices of New York-style pizza, garlic roll, and medium drink.
Yeah, that one. Is it good?
We guarantee it or your money back.
Arby's Sbarro. Two great menus, two great tastes, one great place.
Here's your food, sir.
Whoa, look at these portions. I'm still seeing double.
Available after 5 p.m. at Arby's Sbarro Restaurants in Minnesota.
If your idea of easy and fun shopping means shopping from your home, you'll love the Shane Company's website, shaneco.com. Our enormous selection of fine jewelry is quick and easy to sort through online. Whether you want a bridal set or a gift, use our website to get ideas. The same fine quality jewelry that you'll find in our showroom will be on your computer screen in full detail. Whether you want to browse, pre-select, or make a purchase, Shaneco.com is there for you on a 24/7 basis and staffed with well-trained diamond experts. You can chat, design, or just enjoy a fun site. Let us answer any diamond or fine jewelry questions, because whether you're on our website or our store, we do want to be your friend in the diamond business.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. Then who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. Also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. Just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right, but it's, boy, between Carrot Top and Violent J tonight, we really plumbed some new guests on this show. All right, I want to thank personally Violent J for coming in here and making my job much easier, because I did was lay back and laugh and throw it to a commercial every once in a while. I really shouldn't get paid for tonight.
I'm always happy, you know, to come on here, you guys, and offer my advice and sex. You guys, both of you, are very well in my credentials that I have.
Certainly.
I would consider myself an expert, a professional. I don't get paid for sex advice.
There's a lot of field work, yeah.
But I could be. I think that's obvious.
There's no doubt that you have potential.
I have potential.
And realized potential as well. We're out of show. I want to tell everyone, coming up on Halloween, go out and get yourself the Insane Clown Posse CDs. Two of them both called Bizarre. And check into InsaneClownPosse.com. Find out.
Check into the entire Juggalo world.
That's right. And initiate yourself into the Insane Clown Posse. Jay, great to see you again.
You guys, thank you again for having me.
Give our love to Shaggy.
I will. I'll give your love to his face.
Don't eat too much of his Vicodin. And until next time, this is Adam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Wait. The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. Fuck that, everyone. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Anne Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. The alternative radio revolution lives on. KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNTE Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classic Zone 105 and music from Sublime. Good evening, or good morning, I guess, whatever your frame of mind is. It's Ben. Hey, do me a favor, guys. If I ever take guests here, never let me have either Violent J or anybody from ICP, because I just don't think that'd be a good idea. I'm taking requests on that line, 989-9105. So far, I've got lined up some Pavement, In Excess. Right now, it's Power Station on Alternative Classic Zone 105.
We'll be right back.
Halloween, and times have changed. You're getting older, so you should probably stop your childish pranking. No more soaping people's windows. No more passing out soap bouillon cubes disguised as caramel. And no more smashing buckets. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to Chicago to see the Smashing Pumpkins farewell show. Or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will choose a winner at random.
The Smashing Pumpkins in Chicago. From Burnsville Volkswagen, Northwest Airlines sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics, Zone 105.